Hello again, listeners, subscribers, newcomers, and kinky people all over the world. With you, as always, on Top Toes.
And I'm your co-host, Annie, and you are listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast. I mean, I hope people know that, right?
Well, the thing is, I think they have to see it on the banner before they click in, no matter what they're doing. Unless somebody said, here's a blind link, just listen to this. Yeah.
Or you know what? Sometimes on YouTube, they'll just click on the video because, you know, they're looking for some sexy feet. Yeah, but you know,
it's definitely possible.
But yeah, this is the Oh Those Toes podcast, where we discuss mostly foot fetishy things, but fetishy things of all types, really.
Absolutely. And you know, I think going there, what's interesting to me, if people listen to the early episodes, especially our early times with guests, I always accused you of falling down the rabbit hole of other people's kinks.
I still do that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's fun too. Today I was falling down the rabbit hole of just reels and stuff on Instagram and found a whole bunch of cool people to follow and different, you know, kink related pages that aren't necessarily feet. And you know, I think our kinks are constantly changing, evolving. Just the other day when I was talking to you, I was saying in the old days of the show, you kind of always said that I had much more kink experience, and I think, you know, four seasons later, it probably wasn't even true then. I definitely don't think it's true now. We definitely have different kink experience. We do different kinky things, but you know, whose experience is more valid anyway?
Well, I mean, I've always been extremely curious, so, and not just like things that I want to try, like I just like to know the psychology behind things. I like to know what different things people are doing and why. I mean, I am obsessed with true crime podcasts. I'm obsessed with sex worker podcasts. I'm just, you know, I watch a shit ton of documentaries. And if there's a term that I hear that I don't, or something that I don't know about, I'll look it up. I mean, I do that even with like just shows in general, right? I'll find an actor that I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is. And then I'll immediately start researching them and like finding all that I can online, and I will be absolutely obsessed with that one thing for however long.
Falling down an actor's rabbit hole on
the FBI. Oh my gosh, I do it all the fucking time. Or I'll hear like a really good interview. This is why I like Howard Stern, right? Because even though I don't like Howard Stern, I think he's a great interviewer, and I get the most out of the Howard Stern interviews than
I got to catch his one-on-one with Bruce Springsteen. The teaser clip I saw of it looked amazing, and I think it's HBO Max. I gotta put aside the time and watch that. But yeah, I found the same thing with the Joe Rogan podcast. He might not be my cup of tea on all things, but I like the energy, the environment, and the fact that he's always got different people in with different viewpoints, and you know, kind of, I don't want to say I modeled things after his podcast, but definitely, you know, the round table and the way they handle guests is always kind of in the back of my mind, even whether you agree with or like Joe Rogan or not.
Well, can I confess that I have never heard Joe Rogan?
You don't have to. I mean, he's a formerly coked out blowhard who made his name being a commentator for Ultimate Fighting. You know,
oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't even know that. Like, I know that he's a guy who has a podcast that's controversial and popular. That's all I know. That's literally all I know. Like, I don't even know what he
doesn't that define to. You and I as well.
I mean, yeah, I could that be standing next to him. I could be standing next to him at the grocery store and I'll never know. So, yeah.
Anyway. So, let's bring this back around to kink and feet. Well, not necessarily feet today. Let's look at the all things kink. And I think, you know, especially when we talk about the segment of our audience that's part of the FetLife world, everyone is familiar with the BDSM test. In the FetLife community, it's a staple. you know, it's something you do, post the results, and you do again, and you post the results. And in that kind of vein, I think it's really interesting to see, after you and I have interviewed, what, 40, 50, 60 guests? And, you know, just lived 3 more years of our lives, partly through a pandemic, but, you know, being kinky people, falling down the kinky rabbit holes, coming from being Instagram only to being all over different social media, you know, you and I in swimming in different social media pools and falling down all those rabbit holes. How kinky are Top Toes and Any?
Oof. I mean, our last episode, the last few where we were talking about like assumptions and rumors, you know, I said that I'm nowhere near as kinky as people think. Right. At the risk of ruining people's fantasies.
Right. Yeah. We do not have hard points in our ceilings. We're not constantly suspension binding our partners, swinging from the ceilings. You know,
but then compared to like some of the things that more vanilla friends and more vanilla pages that I follow talk about, like they're talking about like which position is your position that you've never done. I'm like, there's a position I've never done? Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, so then sometimes I think, you know what, I think that maybe we are super fucking kinky. It's just that it's so normal for us at this point that it doesn't feel out of the ordinary or extreme in any way. But
yeah, absolutely. And then I assume that our audience is as crazy kinky as we are. But then you talk to some of them and they're like, well, they're in defeat. And that's awesome.
Or how about some of them are, and they've never played with feet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
And some of them do have elaborate sex swings set up in their apartments. At least one I can think of particular who just today was saying, can I get back on the show?
Yeah. I love our kinky friends. And I love the kinky people that we meet. And I also love the non-kinky people that we meet that we can kind of help ease into the kink.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we had this idea a long time ago about taking the BDSM test together, and we just never actually got around to it. So I'm taking it only once before, and that was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm going to say that I've probably taken it close to 20 times and never ended up with a similar set of results. So
really?
I at least come in with the bias that tastes and thoughts and what's, I think to some degree, what's most forward in your head at that time varies constantly. So if our audience wants to get interactive and play along, if you're on YouTube, sorry, because you can't switch, maybe pick up a different device. If you're on a regular traditional podcast platform, switch the screen, grab your web browser. This is bdsmtest.org. It's been around forever, or at least for 10, 15 years I've known of FetLife.
So they can take the test with us and we can compare notes, yeah?
Absolutely. And okay, when we get to the end of the show and we're comparing notes, they can look at what they got for results and say, oh my God, I'm kinkier than Top Toes.
So the line is, let's test the kink out of you. That's what it says at the top of the page.
That's what it says at the top. And there's no, like, the organization who puts this together is called bdmtest.org. Like, it's not sponsored by anyone. And you get to the end, there's always two questions at the end. Would you like to participate in, you know, if we put together a kink-based community something, would you get involved? And I, for 15 years, I've clicked yes and given them my email address, and no one's ever reached out to me. I'm not sure if the people who built this site are long since dead, but right. I don't think this side project they ever wanted to work on ever came to fruition.
All right, so bdsmtest.org if you want to play along with us. We are going to enter our basic information, right? Our gender.
So yeah, we start with we're going to test anonymously.
Our age. And then also, I hate the fact
that I promise we're not a robot. Don't forget that.
God, and I also hate the fact that I am in a completely different age bracket now.
Oh, yes. Okay, so wait. I click in the 41 to 50.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, we're finally in the same age bracket.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm your exer friend and you're my elder millennial friend, but now we're in the same age bracket, at least according to one test.
Yeah.
In the United States and in the United States, prefer not to disclose this time.
I don't fucking care if they know that I'm in Texas.
All right.
And then orientation was a little bit hard for me because I want to say, ideally, like, I'm a pansexual. Like, I like who I like, and that's it. I mean, I am married to a straight man, you know?
If I had to guess, I'd call you heteroflexible by curious. Less by curious and more the heteroflexible.
It's in between heteroflexible, bicurious, and bisexual, pansexual.
The only reason I'm making the judgment on you is what you find sexy versus who you'd get into any sort of relationship with. And maybe I'm coming from the wrong angle on this, but...
No, that is true, because even if I were single or in a completely open marriage, I would not be in a romantic relationship with a woman. Like, I think that we could definitely do a bunch of sexy things together. But I definitely find them sexy and attractive, but I don't know that I would like to be in a romantic relationship with a woman.
Well,
because I'd be the tough, I would totally be the tough man. Like, I would totally act like the tough man, like the totally tough, insensitive man. And I just don't. Yeah, no.
All right.
I don't know.
This is the first one you got to answer, so you got to come up with an answer. I think the audience knows I'm putting bisexual, pansexual. And Annie is putting...
I'm going to do pansexual, too.
Okay, there we go. We're going to do this in English, because it's an English language podcast. We could try to do it in Spanish, but we'd have to read the answers in English anyway. We are doing the long test.
Right, okay.
Which is really not, I've done both, and the long test is not significantly longer.
Okay.
And then we are going to go with all answers, so we're not going to peg ourselves specifically as a sub or specifically as a dom. And test count, for you it is, you said second time?
It's my second time, yeah.
And for me, it will be third or more. And we are ready to go. It is fetching questions.
Oh, so my all goodness. These
questions, if you're, all right. if so you're playing along.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're playing along, that every question is based on to what extent do you agree with the statement, and it's on a 7 scale. Absolutely disagree, through neutral, no opinion, through absolutely agree.
So when I tell you my answer, do you want me to give it to you in the form of a number to make it easier?
I was going to put it the way I had it in my head as I was kind of going through this, just to see how it looked for ourselves. Is, you know, obviously neutral or no opinion is that. Absolutely agree is as so labeled. And then I would say soft agree, absolutely agree. Soft disagree, absolutely disagree. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does, except that I... Okay, yeah.
Because
okay,
they don't have numbers on them, so...
No. It goes from, like, you can do it by colors too, but that would be difficult because there's a light green, there's a medium green, there's a dark green. Yeah, okay. No. Yeah. All right.
You want to go with the first couple questions?
Oh my gosh. All right. So my first question is, I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom.
Oh, are we getting the test in the same order? This is going to be so great if we did.
So, I thought it came in the same order, but I've not looked at it enough.
So let's see. All right. Where are you going with this?
I'm going to go with like a soft agree.
And I'm one step up in that sort of mid-agree. Oh, wait. When you hover, they call themselves neutral, rather agree, and completely agree. So you're rather, and I'm going with agree.
So agree is the second to last? Is that what it is?
Yes. And then absolute or complete.
Okay. Okay, so maybe I should write this down because I don't get that when I hover.
Because you can't hover using a touchscreen device.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm using a laptop, so I get traditional mouse over hover. So that's...
I think maybe we should do the numbers.
Okay, so 0, plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3.
No, I meant like 1 to 7.
Where 1 is absolutely disagree and 7 is absolutely agree?
Yes.
And that makes what, 4, a middle ground? I don't know. Let's just speak plain English and figure it out. So let's say I seem to like to be dominated a little more than you're saying you like.
Right.
To be
so I'm at 5. You're at 6 is what we're
correct.
Saying. Correct. Okay. Let's do that.
All right.
To the numbers. All 1 through 7. Right. 1 is red. Absolutely disagree. 7 is absolutely agree. I'm at a 5 on a scale of 1 to 7. And you're at a 6 on a scale of 1 to 7.
All right. So I like receiving pain during sex/BDSM. And seeing the results of it, marks, bruises, makeup running by tears. I don't wear too much makeup, but I get it afterwards. I'm going to go with this, the sort of soft degree. So that would be what you'd call 5.
Mine's at a 2. I don't like
it. Oh, you do not like that at all.
No.
Mm-mm. But not so hard that you would say never, never, but not.
So like, I like a good spanking and I like a good thrust. And I like some hair pulling and things like that, but I don't like pain, so it'll be a turn off for me if it's too much pain. Maybe it's because I like impact play more than pain is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I like a good, you know, like a good paddling, but you've got to like rub my ass in between and make me feel all nice and soft and great, and then maybe. You know, what paddle a little bit harder. Like, I got like a good sting, but not, I don't want to be bruised the next day. I don't want to.
I think cry. For me, this question kind of focused a little more on the trophies afterwards. You know, your bruise sluts, which I don't consider myself, but those people who are proud of those marks the next day.
No, that's not me. So I'm going to go with a 2 because I do enjoy it a little bit, but not like, yeah. So I'm just going to go with a 2.
All right. I think we need to move a bit faster if we're going to get
through. Oh my gosh, no. You think we're going to get through this in one? Is that the goal? In one
episode? I don't know. Well, let's find out. The next question I've got is, I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner as it gives me more control. I'm going to say I'm pretty just ambivalent on that. Just pure neutral, the 4.
I'm going to go with the 6.
Oh, okay. You like control.
Yeah. Well, oh fuck, this is confusing for me because there are times that I do, but also I love instructions. Do you know what I mean? So I love, like, if I'm giving head, I want my husband to be like, yeah, like a little more teeth or a little less teeth or deep throated or, you know, like suck it harder, slower, whatever.
I've found
hard.
Having taken this test as many times as I've had, I can. I found it difficult to take in a switch or, you know, plays both sides, you know, kind of mindset. And either you end up with like a whole bunch of middle of the road answers, or you answer each question in terms of when that's the mode I'm playing in.
Oh.
And I can't tell you how to answer it, but I know where
I'm going to say no. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go right down the middle because I do. He's usually like directing in the bedroom. So I'm gonna go right down the middle.
So we're both neutral on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't mind a little playful resistance from my partners. In the end, I'll win anyway. Okay, I am at fucking 7.
Me too. I love that shit. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Challenge me so that I can win.
I like forcing my partner in submission much more than making them than them submitting to me spontaneously. I feel like that's the same question. Fuck yeah, I love brats.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a little bit less on that one. So
okay.
That's a 6 for me.
Feeling physically overpowered, okay, so now we're in the opposite direction, is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. You know, I'm still on the yes on that, but I'm on a much softer yes, the 5, rather agree.
Mine is at a 4.
Okay. And I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. See, I don't like the subjunctive case. I have. And I do. So I'm going to go with the agree. It's not my entire world, 7, but I like it.
I'm going to go with the three. Like, I'm not really an exhibitionist, and I don't really, like, I like a little bit of privacy. I don't necessarily want to have sex with a bunch of people.
Okay, then.
All right.
Good for there. I'm not inviting you to my next sex party. Sorry.
No, no, no. I want to watch.
That's a question on the next page, I think.
Okay. Well, okay. So then invite me still. I just don't expect me to start fucking everybody in the room. All right. Let's see. All right.
Here we go. I told you it is.
With the next statement, I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. That's going to be a two for me.
Okay. You're the voyeur, but you are not the exhibitionist.
No. Uh-uh.
I'm going to go five. I can do it. It's not like a huge turn on. I still get a little self-conscious, but I kind of like the overall idea of it more than maybe in fact.
I feel like I'd be too self-conscious. I'd get in my head, and then I couldn't really let go and enjoy myself.
Bingo.
Yeah. So, all right. Next question. Ideally, I could command my partner, and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do.
Yeah, that's getting a two. Ideally, I could, but would I enjoy that? Absolutely not.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm at a two as well.
I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. Well, there's definitely times. Like, you come from work and you're shot. And you're like, yeah, I totally want to get into sub mode and just let everybody make my decisions, including what I'm having for dinner and what I'm putting on after work. And, okay, that's not even sexual decisions. That's just like, I am so shot that I just need somebody to take over the world for me. But isn't that sometimes why we engage in BDSM?
Well, I mean... Yes. I sometimes just kind of want to lay there and let him pleasure me from head to toe in whatever way he feels. And then I kind of direct if I am not liking a certain thing or if I want something a little different. So
so you're already bratting on the question. So I'm just going to go with the softest yes. I can enjoy it, but I'm not like...
Yeah, I went right down the middle.
Okay.
Oh, I went at four.
And I went just above you at five.
Okay. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure.
That depends on disgusting. Truly disgusting? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Maybe slightly degrading? Yeah, there's a little fun in that, but they already have to. Like, there's got to be already the understanding that this degrading act is still within their limits and everything else.
So if it's my husband, the answer is 100% no. If it's, you know, a little play thing, then yeah, like I will make them do really gross things. Like really kind of shocking, gross things, you know, like.
As it's worded, I love and really disgusting. I'm just going to go right down the middle on that one because... I can see the turn on in it. I can almost not see myself doing it in practice, at least not in the really disgusting range, nor is it I really love it.
Yeah, like a little bit of bootlicking I can, you know, go with, but like, okay, all right, getting too detailed here. All right.
That's the fun of the show, isn't it?
I am willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it.
I use the 14 button. Because I'll even do it twice.
Yes. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So that went all the way to seven for me, for sure. Do you want to read the next one?
Physically restricting my partner during sex or BDSM with clothes, attributes, rope, chain, etc. is arousing. Oh, absolutely it is. That one I'm going all the way to seven on.
Yeah. Same. I like sending nude or sexual pictures/videos of myself to others. Oof. Okay, so definitely not nude. Never.
When the recipient is open to it, when the recipient is asking for it, takes a little bit but to kind of get out of the thought process. But yeah, I am definitely not the unsolicited dick pic sender, but I have been known to be the solicited dick pic sender. So I'm gonna put myself at the soft yes, the five level on that.
I'm gonna do I think that I need to go higher because, I mean, I do like sending like foot pics and shit like that, which would be sexual pictures, but I definitely don't like to do nudes.
You are totally down with sending the pic that gets the recipient's dick hard. Just yes. Doesn't happen. Nude is how you're going to do it. I right. can do that.
So I'm going to go maybe down the middle.
All right. So you're at 4 and I'm at 5. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
All right. I would like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. Not all the time, but if I'm in a sub mode and I'm in a really sub mode, yeah, that is just like drooly noises. Yes, I'm going to put a 7 on that.
Mine's a 5 because I do like that sometimes.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's not all the time. Again, it's the switch problem. So right? Yes, if I'm in that mood, I like right.
Right. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc., are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Yes.
Yes, I like it. Is it the main thing? No, not really. So I'm going to just go with the 5, the just barely positive. And you are?
I'm at a 7.
You're at a 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. The only thing I care about my partner's age is that they're legal. And then, you know, we'll also take some intelligence into account. But they're legal and they're knowingly getting into it. And they're emotionally mature enough for me. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about age. So I'm 100% neutral on that.
Same. So we're right down the middle, right?
Yep.
All right, when it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure.
Remember that question the next time you're stepping on someone's nuts.
Okay, but this is where it gets tricky, right? Because, yes, it sounds like it should be a lot of discomfort and pain, except if they're loving it, how much discomfort are they in?
Right. They're loving it. Yes.
So am I doing it to cause them pain? No, I'm doing it to cause them pleasure. Oof.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go 1 below neutral to a 3 on that because my style of dominance really isn't sadistic. I don't, or at least not physically sadistic. I don't particularly care about inflicting pain, which is ironic for the amount of paddles I own, but I like to inflict sensation with the threat of pain. So I'm going just below neutral.
Right. Because if your partner, I mean, wants to be whipped bloody.
I wouldn't get into that. It's that doesn't really give me a turn on.
All right. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc.
Yeah, I'm going 2 on that. I'm not saying it's a complete hard limit, but it doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, maybe tiny elements thereof, but not truly true pet play.
So I'm going with 1 because I don't want to be the dog, but I want to be a trainer.
Okay, well, I'm sure that question comes up on the next page or maybe a little below.
Okay.
Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc., is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Well, it's definitely kind of people who told me that I give off very daddy dom vibe. So it's definitely part of my style. Is it one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship? I'm going to go 6. I'm going to go, you know, solidly agree.
That I'm going with 6 because I've been accused of being a mommy dom, even though I want to say that's not my thing, but actually I'm extremely nurturing, even when they're supposed to be pieces of shit under my feet. Like, I'm still very nurturing, like, on every level. So I'm going to go 6, too.
And finally, on this page, being treated with little or no respect during sex BDM arouses me. In the plainest sense of that question, does it arouse me? Yes. I think I would have to completely agree. That is, to me, that reading of that question doesn't mean I have to want that all the time.
Mine's a 2.
Oh, you are not into any sort of humiliation, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So.
I mean, I think a little bit, right? Like, I could definitely see, like, being kind of in that frenzy, that, you know, kind of almost there frenzy, and then, you know, my husband saying something humiliating to me and me going, yes, 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 just so he can, you know, keep doing what he's doing. So I can definitely see that. It's not completely out of the question, but for the most part, I don't like to be disrespected, even when I'm being fucked fiercely. So
here's the thing. You asked me to take this test just to research how long it was going to take. And without having you on the phone with me, it was 12 minutes. We're a half hour in and we've gotten 22% of the test done.
But you knew this was going to happen because I feel like we're kind of rushing it because I could definitely have a conversation about every single question that we take. So, well,
if you've got the time, we're going to do the whole thing. And if we have to split into two episodes, we'll do that. But let's take a quick break. Everybody can refresh, cool down, and we'll come back on the other 78% of the test in just a few seconds. Okay, and we're back, and really no reason to discuss what we're doing because there's no way to pick up an episode halfway through. But we're 20% of the way through this test, so let's get cranking.
All right. There is no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces, isolated from the outside world.
I agree. There's one reason, you know, legality, called public indecency. But I'm going to go with a 6 on that anyway, because in spirit, I'm okay with public sex.
I did 5.
Okay. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win the fight after all. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what Brad is about. No, I don't expect to win if I'm fighting it, but.
But the fight is good. I'm going to say a 6 for me in that one.
Okay. Find the romantic aspect in a relationship more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. If so, why are you taking this test? But I think I might lean a touch. Think in terms of how I'm finding a partner, yeah, the romance might be more, slightly more important than the kink. But almost likely.
I don't know. I mean, it's different for me, I think, because I've been with the same person for so long, it's really not important anymore.
Which isn't the romance?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to like us having sex, it's definitely not about the romance. It's about, like, you know, how good we're fucking that night. So I don't know.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go 3.
Oh, okay. I currently have a master or mistress in my life. Not in that term by any stretch. I'm not going to go with a complete 0 because, you know, I do have somebody in my life who is, you know, will take on the dominant role every once in a while. So, you know, we're going to just go with the number 2 disagree.
Got some playmates here and there, so yeah, that would be a 1 for me. Like, I just don't have masters or mistresses in my life.
Well, you never called it master bottom.
We'll have scenes, and I'll let you know. And he tends to take over, but I don't think I've ever. But very few times have I ever referred to him in that way.
I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training prescribed by physical positions and rituals, etc. Oh my god, no, I hate that shit. Sorry. That is a big, hard, dead no for me.
My ultimate goal in life is to please my partner, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal.
Well, it's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah, it is really important for me to please my partner.
Okay.
In and out of the bedroom. But there are many fucking things I won't do to reach that goal.
It's starting to sound like Meatloaf there. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah. So I'm going with just right in the middle?
I'm going with the 5, just one above neutral.
Okay. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. That's going to be a 6 for me.
Me too. Yeah. Doesn't mean I haven't occasionally fallen into a rut and not like, but right there, I said it's a rut, you know?
Right. If it were okay, you wouldn't be calling it a rut. You'd be like, that's my sex life.
Assuming I was single, who says you have to be single? I would like to join an existing couple's or polyamorous group relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes.
Nah. No, it's a two for me.
I'm going to go right on the neutral. I don't know if I wouldn't want to try it, but I'm definitely not seeking it out.
I would think different you'd be kind like of at a poly six or something. I would think you'd be like at a six or something.
No, it's sort of a different kind of poly than what I'm interested in getting into a group relationship. You know, I think I'm a multiple monogamous, not really a group relationship guy. Group sex and group relationships, different things.
Being physically restricted during sex / BDSM with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc. is arousing.
I'm going to go six on that. Only because in a sense I'm comparing it to the other answer. I think I prefer to be the rigger more than I like to be the bunny, but it's still a good idea.
Next one.
I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. Don't have a whole lot of experience on that side of the primal play. I'm gonna go neutral.
I kind of like to be chased. You know, I don't know if that is exactly what that means. So I'm gonna go with neutral.
Okay.
Like right down the middle, four. Okay. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn on.
I don't.
What
the fuck I do? Yeah, so I got to go with the one on that.
Absolutely right? Like, what are we doing statement. On?
Why does our podcast about if we don't have a non-standard sexual turn on?
That was such a stupid question for us.
For us, but you have tested to know who we are. Don't you know who the fuck we are?
Yeah, the fuck, Dosky.
Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. Absolutely not.
No, not at all. Not even a little. Like, I don't want to. I want to stand out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a part of a fucking group. I might serve a mistress though. I think submitting to a man doesn't really do much for me, but I have a slight fantasy about submitting to a woman. So
I know a professional in your area.
No. I'd have to pay her, but I'm thinking they need to pay me. So that's not going to work.
No, not so much. I would like to be completely tied up this during sex or BDSM from time to time. Certainly. Sure. Sure. I'm gonna give that a six.
Mine is at a five.
Okay.
I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating out of a bowl, being petted, caressed, etc.
Not really. I'm not going all the way down to one. I'm just gonna give it the two. The moderate. The reasonable disagree.
I'm what's that? Two or three?
That's two.
Okay.
I think there might be a few elements of that concept I like, but the overall of it, definitely not the eating out of a bowl.
I think I could do it for a little while for the right person. It just wouldn't be something like, you know, it would just be a game for a little while. It would be like a little scene.
Yeah.
I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. Ooh, I do kind of like that.
Absolutely. My language of it would be when they think I'm going to inflict pain on them.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six and that's going all the way to seven.
That's a six for me.
I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partners sometimes. Even with the sometimes there, I'm only going five.
I'm going three. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to, for the BDSM life of my dreams. No.
No, I'm just way too pragmatic. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Three. Still minor disagreement with that. Not really. It's not really in my kinks. Do I occasionally want to do something that's a little immature? Sure, who doesn't? But.
And who doesn't want to be called a good boy or a good girl?
That's why I didn't go all the way down to one. But yeah, a three is about as high as I get on that.
I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, not having any human interaction outside of sex and BDSM. No.
Absolutely not. Completely disagree. I am too much of a social animal. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex BDSM arouses me. I can do it. I can see the joy in it. I'm really naturally not that mean. So I'm going pure neutral with 4 on that.
So I'm confused. I'm conflicted about this one because, you know, if it's my husband, it might be like a 4, like right down the middle. But if it's a different partner, that goes all the way to a fucking like 10, you know?
Yeah, I did have a partner that was just a, I don't even call, you can call a partner. It was a single day encounter and it was total primal play the entire day and they, all the way to face slapping and yeah. And that was hot as shit with that right partner. So, okay, you just pushed me up to 5.
See, so I don't really know how to answer that one. All right. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Yeah. I want to be forced into it. I don't want to just be a good girl. Like, I want you to force me into it.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So I'm going with that sort of 5, that barely green.
I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex, BDSM. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, agree. That's with that 6. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. And I think we discussed this at the beginning of this of the episode. How do we know? Yet we're kinkier than some people, not as kinky as other people. Do I have more?
But, okay, you didn't say peers. It said kinky peers.
Yes.
So if we're among a group of kinky people.
Do I have more sexual fantasies that I'd like to try out than they do? You know, I'm still going to say yes. I'm going to put myself at a 5 on that. Because so many of my, quote, kinky peers are so focused on one thing where you and I have a sort of kink ADD that I think we have more things we want to try out. They just like what they like.
Okay, I went with 5.
That, so we're both at the same place. Okay.
I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike or when they engage in childlike activities such as coloring in a coloring book or playing on a playground. Some things are cute, but not really, no.
I would do that for a scene or two if the person I was involved with was into that sort of little thing. It wouldn't want be something I'd want pervasive in my relationship. So I think I'm going to go just neutral on it.
Like, so we have our friend Alessa, whom we did that episode that we never aired because we completely fucked it up. Remember that?
Yes, the episode that exploded.
She kind of takes on this like little kitty, like little girl role when she's around me. And I kind of treat her like that. Now, there's nothing sexual going on. I just, you know, when she comes over, I feed her, I take care of her, I pet her. I like, you know, like when I message her, I'm like, hey, kitty, like, how are you, baby? Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, my poor baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because if she's having a bad day or whatever. So I think she's adorable. I find that adorable. But when it comes to like actual sex, that wouldn't work for me. I don't like that. So how do we answer these?
So hard. You have to pick a spot.
I'm going to go with 2.
Okay. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time, either to the same or to a different partner. 100% absolutely, completely agree. I am the switchiest of switches.
Yep. We're out of 7.
Ah, this question, yeah, I've been called out on this. I am willing to pay for porn if it really suits my sexual interest. And yes, but I'm not going too high. I'm going with a 5. I'm going with a 6.
I went with a 6 because
it's rare that I do.
I will pay for it. Because I want to see it and also to support, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like when you buy that like homemade craft from the fucking fair, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm totally cool with my partner having sex with other people. I'm gonna say mine is a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised about that answer.
Are you?
Yeah. I thought you were a little more jealous than that. I thought you were a little more monogamous than that. I don't know.
So sex is one thing. Attention is another. Okay. Do you know what I mean? The husband, I think, would be allowed to have play partners so long as they are just play partners. So we, okay. I couldn't have like him being emotionally attached to anyone else.
Gotcha. I definitely went with A7 myself. In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object. To them, I only exist when they're horny and when they need my service in some other way. While in tiny micro doses, that can be hot as shit for like, you know, the one time when that's the role play, the reality of it, fuck no. I got bills to pay, I got people, I got podcasts to record, I got too much life to going on.
Yeah, but like, what if you had like your favorite porn star that you've been following for fucking 20 years decides that she just wants your dick in your face? She wants to ride your face and she wants to fuck your dick only when she wants to. And
yeah, on Wednesday nights,
meets you for fucking 20 minutes and then leaves you there thrown away. Like, I don't know. That sounds kind of hot.
Well, yeah, maybe. It kind of does, and maybe I'm reading a little too much into it, because I still want to be able to go grab a beer on Wednesday with the guys, or, you know. It does sound hot, but I'm also a switch, and I don't want it. That's not what I want to do all the time. So I'm going to go with the rather agree, a number 5.
I don't agree with that. That's not me, but.
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to convince me.
I just thought that was, you know, because it says, I mean, what was the question? Like, you know, in an ideal relationship, I'd be a sex object.
Yeah, I don't think that's my ideal relationship. I think that's an ideal scene once I'm
gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. All right, next question. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life.
Can be if done right, but it's not everything.
No, I'm going to go with the 2.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with the neutral. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate life goal. Oof. Well, that also depends if they're like pure on chore slaves, you know, pump my gas, fix my car slaves. I'm not sure I have the reality to care for that many humans at once, but
that's the thing, is you don't have to care for them because they're just there to serve you. So if I didn't have children, I always say that I'd have a couple of like body slaves in my house that would do whatever I wanted in the bedroom and then whatever I wanted outside. So I'd have like a fucking team, you know what I mean? Like I'd have a chef and a maid and a fucking janitor that were hot as shit walking around my house just serving me. So, I mean, that's...
Is that the goal?
That's the ultimate life goal for me.
So I'm going to go with a 5. Seems like goals. I don't know.
It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk and it's a necessary part of discovering what works and what doesn't.
I absolutely agree with that.
Fuck 100%. Yeah, that's a 7 for me. Yeah, that's a 7 for me.
Okay, I am currently in a long-term relationship. I would 7. Define that as a yes. I don't think I can answer it any other way.
Right. I have plenty of sexual fantasies which would at the very least be unethical to execute. Ooh.
I don't know if I have any that get into the completely unethical. Maybe some that are slightly in the taboo. So I'm going to go with the 2. I'm going to disagree but not like totally redline that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would say that what we do is already unethical. So
that's... Well, that's not my ethics.
I would like to provide my partners with explicit slave training, i.e. train them in prescribed physical positions and rituals. Yes.
And see, for me, just as much as I didn't want that play where I was on the submission end of it, I don't want that play when I'm on the dominance end of it. I just don't like that kind of ritual.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't want it for my husband, but I want it for everybody else. Fuck yeah.
I'm absolutely in the red on that. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers more than the middle answers.
Mm.
I would 100% disagree with that because we've been like splitting the hairs. At least for me, I've been splitting the hairs pretty hard. So that might be the one extreme answer I've given so far.
Right, exactly. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them with a cage, feeding them out of a bowl, petting, caressing them, etc. That's a 3 for me.
I'm going with a neutral. If they were into it, I think I could try to be into it, but not my thing. If I could not fulfill all of my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. I think that defines polyamory pretty well, and I think I have to say I absolutely agree.
That's a 7 for me, too. So, you know, my husband, like, really quick, my husband always says, like, you know, that he, like, wouldn't be that guy, like, so desperate for foot porn or, you know, for sessions or things like that. And I always tell him, oh, you absolutely 100% would be. And he's like, how do you figure? Well, the reason he's not is because he has me. But mm-hmm. let's just assume that I was a person that didn't like, you know, anything to do with feet. He would definitely be starving for foot love. And he would go out looking for it. I 100% believe that. And now if I didn't like feet and he really wanted that and I just didn't want to give it to him, I would encourage that. But same, like, you know, if he, I always use elbow, like, let's just say he had an armpit fetish and I just had an absolute disgust for armpits, I would say go session with somebody that has an armpit, like go find a partner that will fill that need. Absolutely. So which is,
you're a lot more into the ethical non-monogamy than I might have given you credit for. So I'm curious to see where our results land because we've actually been pretty close on a bunch of answers, but there's subtle nuance.
Right.
So staying in non-monogamy, my partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous, except for threesomes with my partner involved, sounds like a perfectly acceptable solution. Well, if I was into monogamy, but I'm not. So I'm putting myself down at...
So let me think about this. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous.
Right.
That's like, so an acceptable
situation. They've got outside partners and you've got just them and maybe bringing home one of their partners or somebody you guys agree on, but he's always in the room when you're having sex, but you're not always... There we go. He's always in the room when you're having sex, but you're not always in the room when he's having sex. Do you...
I guess it depends. If that's what I want, sure. But if that's not what I wanted, that's not acceptable to me. So
yeah, it's not the situation that's problematic to me. If it worked, it worked. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's not. It's already not kind of where I am. So I'm giving right. that the 2.
Same. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex, growling and howling.
I'm going with the 5, just because their examples don't necessarily fit me, but I do think I would rather put in biting, scratching, or hair pulling, or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. I love a good growl. I can't say I'm the animalistic one, though. So yeah. I'm going to go with the right in the middle.
Okay. In an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner, and they should decide what is good for me. No, sorry.
No, I'm not even going to. We're just going to move on. Yeah, 1 for that one. And then the next question is, I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. Oof.
Is that like outfits and costumes? Because I know in that regard, my partners go a long way, you know, stockings and this and that and the other to fulfill my fetishes. I will say that, you know, depending on where we're going, I will take input from my partner as to what to wear. But that's not really an essential.
I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. Okay, what if, let's say your wife, I almost said her name. Let's say your wife really, really likes biker dudes. Like, she's into the biker look. She wants you to wear, you know, Harley jackets and boots and the jeans and like that kind of look, kind of greaser biker look. Would you change your style for her?
I think my style has ebbed and flowed over the years, and I think it's definitely been influenced by who my partner was at the time, what kind of, what from my already existing look appealed to them and kind of stretched in that direction. So I'm going to go one over neutral. I'm going to go with the five on that.
I went with the five, even though I'm conflicted. I'm so indecisive because while I will wear things that my husband likes, you know, like he actually really loves the red hair, right? That's kind of why I went with this color. But also, I know he really likes big asses. So do I go to the gym and squat every single day to have a big ass? No. So,
a little way, not a huge long way.
Right, to an extent. I mean, I wear my makeup how he likes it. And I keep my hair long because he likes it, you know.
If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled by my partner, I would want to see other people to fill the gaps. Well, it's kind of the nature of where I got to in the first place. So I'm going to have to say I agree with that point.
Okay. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey.
Don't answer this one. Really, or do we answer the one about being the prey?
Right.
Okay.
So you want to be the hunter is what it's saying.
I agree. Not absolutely, but pretty strongly.
No, not so much for me. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship. I may go neutral on that one because sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes I think I do, but not like to an extreme degree. So I think I'm going one more than you at the five. I enjoy watching other people naked or being naked or having sex. Yes. Yeah, I'm quite the voyeur.
Yeah, I'm going to go with five.
I'm full on seven. I like that. I like that shit. Isn't that why you watch porn?
All right, which is why I'm not big on porn.
Okay.
I'd like my partner to submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it.
I am not willing to take that responsibility. Mm-hmm. Hard no. I am not that responsible human being.
No. But see, again, my husband, no, absolutely not. A sub, yeah. Like, I own every, like, down to where they pump gas and what they have to eat, you know, that morning or whatever. I've done that before, so.
Yeah, no, I can't even get into that kind of play, you know, like.
I mean, it's extremely time-consuming, and it's a big responsibility, which is why it costs a lot of fucking money, right? I wouldn't have done it if they can't compensate me for my time. That's basically what it is.
All right. I like my partners to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. From time to time, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Since it's from time to time, absolutely. I don't know. I'm going to go with a degree. Just the nice six.
Mine's a six, too. If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would.
Well, I know there's a limit to what you will sell clips of. I don't know if it falls into what you define as porn. I'm going to go just a hair over to five. Yes, I would do it. It's not something I'm actively searching out, and it's not something I'm aggressively all about.
Well, I went with seven because I think if I didn't have children, things would be different. So,
okay.
Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hard yes.
I went with six on that one. Next question. Go.
I might feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest. I feel the need to serve my partner, treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as my superior. Not a kind of play I want to get into very often, so I'm just going to go with five. I have done it. It's not everything.
I went with a two.
Oh.
Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be a part of the sub's fun. Yes.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. I mean, is gagging my favorite thing to do? No. But will I do it? Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to put myself neutral on that.
don't know. All right, go, your next question.
I don't need physical pleasure from sex. If my partner's enjoying it, that's all I need. Is it all I need? No. Is it a lot of fun? Yes. Can I engage in play like that from time to time? Yes. So I'm just going to go just a hair above neutral.
No, mine's a two.
Okay. You're a greedy bitch.
I'm a greedy bitch. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex.
I can get into that if they're into that. So I'm going to go with a six, but just depends on the person too.
No, I'm not really into. Yeah, no. Three.
Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. Sometimes. Yeah. Very rarely. But sometimes.
Mine's a six.
I was going to go with five.
I enjoy it when my partner plays or acts like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc. I'm going to go with neutral on that one.
I'm one below neutral. I'm going to a slight disagreement on that. Not terribly enjoyable to me. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. I'm going kind of a little bit no. Three.
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to go with a five.
Yeah, I figured you were on the bossier side. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it can be. I'm a six there.
No, I'm at two there. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing. No.
No, I think I'm at a two there.
Yeah, I'm at a one.
I would be willing to leave everything behind to live the BDSM lifestyle, the BDSM life of my dreams. No. I mean, if that was like the Oh Those Toes Traveling Roadshow, sure. But just for sexual partners and sexual fulfillment, no, I'm not giving up everything, and I'm going to disagree.
Same. I like inflicting pain during sex / BDSM and seeing the results of it. Marks, bruises, makeup, running tears, etc. afterwards. I kind of do.
I figured you kind of do. I'm pretty neutral to it. I'm not into, leaving lasting marks. I'm really not into the inflicting pain. I'm into the inflicting the fear of pain and the psychological part of it. So I'm putting myself in neutral. I could not always be dominant or always be submissive. I need both. Yes, seven. I do. Seven.
Seven.
And I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom.
I'm going to go with five.
Yeah, same.
I like to sexually degrade and or humiliate my partners sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes, yes, yeah.
Sometimes, yes, but not a hard one.
I'm like at a four, so.
A four is neutral.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at a five. Because of the sometimes, I agree. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. Yeah, I fall into that pretty easily, so I'm going with a six.
Yeah, same. The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. Ooh, that's going to be a six for me.
Yeah, and I'm more neutral on that. I think when it comes to torture, I'm more the receiving end seems more interesting. Because then I'm forgetting about like things like forced orgasms and, fun torture.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm sneaking up to a five. If my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. I'm with an absolutely not on that. Sorry. Just not. Your kink is not my kink. I have not into water sports.
There's been a time or two when the husband's peed on me in the shower, so.
Yeah. But that's like a gateway peeing, but yeah. No, not even.
I like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life purpose. No.
I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. No. Not my partner, just those houseboys we were getting.
Yes. Yeah. So, definitely not my like life partner, but everyone else, yes.
Houseboys. We are pro houseboy. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child-appropriate activities such as coloring book. Yes, but not in a sexual way.
I actually do have coloring books. Yeah.
I have toys galore. I am an immature. I'm a man boy sometimes. I'm going to go with neutral because it's really not a sexual thing. But, you know, I guess if somebody wanted to bring coloring books to the bedroom, I'd find a way to have fun with that. All right. We are almost there.
Almost there. I enjoy being verbally degraded or being called humiliating names during sex.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that can be fun and get all the way up to a 6 on that.
I'm going to go with the... shit, I don't know. I can do 3 or 5. I'm not really sure.
3 or 5. You're not strongly... Then why don't you split it down the middle and say you're neutral?
That's what I'm going to do.
I want to meet more like-minded, kinky people, and I'm willing to put effort into that. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh.
And yeah, this is the pop-up question I talked to you about.
We plan to launch a BDSM-themed matching dating website to meet like-minded people and potential play partners, probably later this year.
Which has been for 10 years, so unfortunately. So we're not going to give them our emails this time. I have in the past.
I'm going to say no.
And if an awesome new kink project is lit, I'd like to keep up to date. In the abstract, absolutely. Again, I'm not going to submit the things. So, we've pressed, and it is... Oh, this is the part of the quiz I've never done. This is where they give their definitions of some terms like vanilla, primal prey, etc. Oh. And we tell them if we agree or disagree. So,
okay. Do you want to read these through, or
let's do that after the break.
Okay, that was the fastest break ever.
It really was.
We're just going to skip the whole definitions part of it because I don't really need to read all that.
As a listener, if you're taking the test with us or taking the test afterwards, take a look at that. I don't think it's our place to say what the proper definition of any good term is. Those are pretty well vetted for over the years. You know, you may vary slightly, but whatever.
I think it's just asking the opinions to see if maybe they're wrong, which is not a bad thing to do.
No, it's not. Like, and they want to completely adjust their, you know, their positions on them. But, you know, it doesn't really serve us. What does is, and I keep saying, how kinky are we? It's not really how kinky are we. It's kind of more of a, what's your primary to least primary kink?
Thing. Yeah, what kind of a kinkster are you is what it's basically what we're doing. So
I've got from 100% to 17%. I have nothing on this that is telling me absolute 0. So I'm a little bit of everything, but a lot of 1.
Oh, like I've got a 0.
You got a 0.
Yeah.
So curious when we get to that. But what is your number 1? Would you get
Switch?
At 100%.
100% switch.
That's us. And then from there, oddly, my next one is 95% voyeur.
91% brat.
Oh. So I'm only 87% brat. And 71% brat tamer. I thought that could be a bit higher. But
My brat taming is at 69%.
No, so we're close. Yeah. But your voyeur not nearly as high as mine, huh?
Oof, where is my voyeur? My voyeur is at 54%.
Oh, God, yeah. No, apparently I'm the guy with the binoculars out the window, aren't I?
You're the fucking creep.
I really like my next one. This one I think is probably my favorite. 90% experimentalist.
Oh, mine's at 86%.
All right.
So then the next one, 83% rigor.
Okay.
Which is weird for me because I'm usually not, you know. But I guess I like it more than I realize.
And I'm 77% rigor, even though I definitely would have more, say I'd have more formal experience in bondage and specifically rope bondage. But as the idea of tying someone up, yeah, you seem to be more into it than I am. So switch, voyeur, experimentalist, 87% submissive, 87% brat. So that says a lot about my style of submission right out the gate.
So tell me, where do you think my higher number is, in the dominant or the submissive?
For you and listening to the way you discuss, I would think that your dominant and your sadist would be a lot higher than mine and probably a lot higher than your submissive and your masochist.
Okay. This is crazy for me, right? Submissive, 75%.
Wow, I wouldn't say that. But mine's at 87, and I wouldn't say that about myself, so that's interesting.
Dominant, 75%.
Oh, you are the dead middle switchiest switch. Now, my dominant is only a 65%.
Sadist, 73%.
Yeah, I'm only 63% sadist, and I wouldn't even think I was that much.
I'm extremely surprised about the submissive part.
That the test puts you more submissive? No, identically submissive and dominant.
Yeah.
The middle of the road perfect switch.
But why is... I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's because I really am... I really like to my people to be happy.
Mm.
I like my
Well, then the question is, where do you fall on mommy, daddy? And I'm 65%.
Mommy, daddy, I'm at 27%.
Hmm.
That's weird, right? Maybe that it's just because weird. I don't like the whole age play thing.
Okay, but then how about owner? Well, what if we look at that one?
43%.
I'm only at 36. So mine from the top down switch, voyeur, experimentalist, like I said, submissive brat, 85% non-monogamist, as I would expect, if not more. And you, as we are taking this, you came across much more non-monogamous than I ever gave you credit for. So where did you come up on non-monogamy?
I'm at 42%.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a lot more monogamous than your answers might have given, but the test weighs it against other things, I guess.
So oh my god!
After non-monogamous, I've got rope bunny. So interestingly enough, the test pegs me more on... I have never been on the receiving end in formal bondage, but the test is putting me much more rope bond. Well, not much more. 83% rope bunny and only 77% rigor.
75% rope bunny.
And your rigor was
83.
Yeah, so about the same gap there.
And then after that, it's followed by sadist. 73%.
Yeah, my sadist is much lower on the thing at 63%.
And then brat tamer 69, which I said I love that I'm a 69% brat tamer.
I am slightly 71% brat tamer.
And then master mistress at 51%.
Oh, see, now my master mistress, because of my hatred of the formal stuff, is at 31%.
And what else? Vanilla? Do you have a vanilla on yours?
I do. I do. I'm still 42% of me is vanilla.
41%.
42% of the... I'm as vanilla as 42% of the average. I don't know. And just below that for me is age player at 40%.
My age play is at 13.
Oh, wow. I don't even have anything that low. The lowest I have is slave at 17.
And then slave I have at 6%.
You're even less slavey than I am.
And then degrader at 40%.
Oh, my degrader is up at 69%. The funny thing is my degradee is up at 77.
Oh my god. It would be though. My degradee is at 29%.
Yeah, that seems pretty clear. You didn't like anything degrading towards you, whereas I'm pretty even going. In fact, yeah, I probably am much more willing. I am more willing to be a hard submissive than I am to expect my submissive to submit that hard. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
And I think that my test results definitely show that.
Masochism, where are you at on that?
Masochism.
Well, it says masochist.
Yes. 76.
I'm at 29%.
You don't like to get hurt at all. But you're sadist?
My sadist was up at the top at 73%.
Yeah, and mine's much lower and lower than my masochist at 63. Followed by 54% boy-girl and 53% primal prey, whereas 75% primal hunter, which I definitely agree.
Primal prey for me is at 42, and primal hunter is at 34.
I don't quite get
that. I think I don't quite get that.
That's, yeah, it's not the chase in sort of the, you know, the dating sphere of it. It's the chase in the, take what I want. You know, it doesn't necessarily literally have to be a chase, but you know, if you've ever walked into a room, grabbed your partner by the collar, dragged them to the bed and tossed them on it and just wanted to just like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good times. Good times.
In that case, yeah, I prefer being the prey than the hunter in that kind of situation.
Yeah, you.
And that's
you,
what it says.
So. Yeah, you respond to that sort of that act out of a.
But it's different when it's actual, like, intercourse, like actual sex. Because I won't have sex with anyone else but my husband, but I played with a lot of other people. So when it comes to that kind of play, like, I don't know. I'm just really surprised at the submissive dominant. But then again, you know, I'm a switch, so.
Okay. So, with your permission, it's obviously, because I'm going to ask you to screenshot it and send it to me, which you won't do if I don't have your permission, but I would like to put these results up on our on my remaining Instagram, maybe some other social media. You know, you can obviously do the same as we talk about this episode and encourage people, give out the links for people to take it themselves. But we did an entire episode about how we got this, so I don't know why we wouldn't share our results on social
media. I mean, do you want to be pigeonholed into these things? Like when people like...
Well, remember, it begins with results summary taken, blah, date. We know these change. They always change.
They do. All right, so the last question is, how well do you feel these results fit you? What do you think?
I would not say perfect, but I'm going to go with a 4. I think the overall order of them is pretty close, and definitely when you look at the polarity ones, you know, submissive versus dominant, degrader, degradee, the rigor rope bunny, but they're very, very close anyway. I think those dichotomies are pretty much where I would expect them to be. I'm not a hard sadist, so masochist should be above it, and 100% switch at the top. And the one thing that's missing from this, because it is BDSM, is there is no metric for fetishism.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I really kind of disagree with my submissive and dominant. You know what? I think maybe I need to take two of them. Maybe I need to take one with my husband in mind. And one with my other playmates in mind.
Yeah, that's...
What do you think?
I agree. It was hard not to think, especially when one of the questions is, do you have a long-term partner right now? It's hard to not look at this in terms of the current partner or a partner kind of in your mind.
Well... it's copied to my clipboard, so maybe we'll post them, and then, I don't know. I want to hear what other people's opinions were and what they came up with, and if they took the test with us, it'd be cool to get theirs, too.
Absolutely, and I think the only way we're going to engage like that is for us to give them posts to respond to.
Oh, that was fun. Maybe we should retake it and, you know.
Maybe not do an entire episode about it, but I think we should retake it in a certain amount of time. And for me, this is a retaking, and it's interesting to see where I think the things that you're actively, when I was actively going to a dungeon and practicing my knot skills, suddenly I was a rigger like at 98%. And now that I'm not doing it much, it's amazing how much it kind of falls out in favor of what's on your mind now.
Right. My rigor is at 83%, but I'm not really a rigor. But maybe I want to be.
And the questions about tying never said anything about understanding rope bondage at all. Cuffs, clothing, pinning down the shoulders even. All these things fall into that sort of thing. You know.
And then the really good thing about this test is that when you when it gives you your results, kind of on the right side of it, it says more info. And so when you click on that, it kind of gives you a definition in case you're not sure as to why you were.
Yeah, you can take a deep dive into that skill, that rule, that whatever, and kind of get the idea of how and why you ended up there.
I mean, look at this. Look what it says here for the primals, right? It says primals are mainly focused on their natural instinct, and they enjoy letting their inner animal out during sex. The key part for primal play is that the participants show their raw emotional sexual feelings during play. All of the labels, roles, and protocols go out the window, and the prey can become snarling, growling, clawing animal hell-bent on getting away from its predator, you. Hunters typically pair up with primal preys. So your definition of it was pretty accurate. So, yeah.
Mm. So going back to what you were saying about the rigor, because you say, you know, you don't have any particular skill in shibari or knowledge or practice of that, but this is something that I came across today. This is actually posted by Princess Kali, who runs a group called the Kink Academy, very much into kink advice, kink education. And this is just kind of like a, you know, a little visual graphic word thing. You know, it's a word graphic. But a kinky headspace is more important than toys or fetish wear. And I would say I 100% agree with that point as it applies to everything.
All right. Well, we had to have this kind of long episode, right?
I think so. It's not. Yeah. It's a little longer. We've been this long before, but I think it was a good time.
It was.
Maybe our people agree, disagree. Hopefully it encouraged people to, if they don't want to take the test themselves, which I do think is just, if anything, it's fun.
Right, yeah.
But if it encourages the introspection or gave them an insight into what you and I are about besides just sucking toes and having their toes sucked, then it was worth doing. And really, anytime I spend an hour and a half bullshitting with you is worth doing for me. So...
yeah, so, I mean, take it just for fun. BDSMtest.org. Share your responses with us. I mean, we have so many ways that they can get a hold of us, but lately we are more available on our Telegram group chat.
Yeah.
So Telegram.
That would be awesome.
Telegram is an app that is free. It doesn't take up too much space on your phones or iPads or tablets or whatever. We're on there every day chatting with our group. So
group of our fans, a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you could do, because the one place we intersect, if you're Twitter, tweet your results and tag the both of us.
Oh, we're fuck both yeah. On Twitter. Yeah, and definitely.
It's a good kind of easy tweet.
Yeah. So and then just because I gotta get it out there, the only way to get a hold of me right now is Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter and email. That's it. So.
And if you're on FetLife, well, hell, we don't have to tell you to take this test because everyone at FetLife takes this test all the time. But if like you know us on FetLife. Like,
as soon as you get a FetLife, you have to take the test. All right, so go. A
requirement.
Go take the test if you didn't take it along with us. Give us your results. Let us know how much you liked our episodes and our podcast by giving us, you know, all the stars. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. We enjoy being with you every week or every week we can. We won't say every week anymore, but most weeks. And we thank you as always for listening. And maybe there's some kinky stuff said. So if there was a reason, for those of you who have been masturbating along with us this whole time.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
Bye.